Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Lair Bear.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good. I love your take when we talk about the upcoming midterms. We talk about it too much at home, so let's talk about it now. What's your take as we are 5 days and counting? We see some new polls. I know you live and breathe the polls and watching the elections. What is your latest take this morning?
It's going towards a wave election for the Republicans. And this happens every single time there's been a wave election in the midterms. People start making up their minds at the end. Every single milepost that lets you know this is a bad year for the Democrats has happened. Normally, you have one or two of these signs. Now you have all five. For instance, the president's approval rating. It's gotten better, but it's still way down, anywhere from 9 to 11 points underwater. Then you have direction of the country. That's awful. That's historically low. People that think that the country is going in the wrong direction is historically low. The number one issue for people, by the way, is the economy. And then when they ask people, do you believe that the president is the best person or the Democrats are the best people to handle the economy, overwhelmingly, they say no. And then the last sign you look for is the generic poll. The generic poll, who would you like to run Congress, Republicans or the Democrats? If the Republicans even tie, because the way that the House seats are set up all around the country, if the Republicans even tie, it's a good year for the Republicans. In some of the polls, they're up 5 points. So what you're seeing now is a shift to the Republicans, and now some seats that nobody thought were in play are suddenly in play. New York governor, Oregon governor, Michigan governor. And the one that I just saw yesterday, as you know, that shocked me was the Senate seat in Colorado. Now, nobody's talked about that. And all of a sudden, Senator Bennett, the Democrat, looks like he's vulnerable. It's almost a tie. And that came out of nowhere. So in every one of these wave elections, you get a couple of elections that nobody was watching that people the next day are going, oh, my God, what happened there? What happened in that state? What happened in a House seat in Connecticut? What happened in a House seat in Pennsylvania that nobody was watching because everybody assumed it was just going to be safe for the Democrats? And it goes the other way. So as we get into this last week, it is going more and more towards the Republicans. So I told you the last time I was on the phone with you that it looked like it. I wouldn't be surprised, I said. I wouldn't be surprised if the Republicans get 54 seats in the Senate. Real Clear Politics just changed its projection to 54 seats, giving them the New Hampshire race. If they also win in Colorado, which I'm not sure is going to happen, but it's going to be close. If they also win Colorado, that's 55 seats. Nobody saw that coming. Just 10 days ago, everybody thought it was going to be a toss-up. now it looks like it could go Republican. And remember what I told you, I guess when I was on a couple of weeks ago, there is an inherent bias in these polls. And this has been statistically analyzed. In some states, it's huge. Like in Pennsylvania, over the last three elections, there's been a 4.4% bias against Republicans. Nobody knows sure why it is. In some states, it's biased towards Democrats. But in some of the key states this year, like Pennsylvania and Ohio and Wisconsin especially, it can be 4 to 8 points that the polls have been off for Republicans the last few times. So this, Dawn, it looks more and more like this is going to be a big Republican wave. And I don't think President Biden did any favors to the Democratic candidates when he gave that speech last night. That I thought was embarrassing. It was desperate. It was embarrassing. And all these candidates have been trying to keep Joe Biden out of their campaigns, and he can't help himself. Mm-hmm. He imposes himself. So in all the issues people care about, all the issues they tell the pollsters they care about, he gets up and further divides the country, which he promised he wouldn't do. And so I think people just look at that and go, this is the whole reason I'm voting Republican. Thanks for reminding me.
Democracy, save democracy.
Oh, yeah. I know. There's so many lies in this campaign, and one of them is to save democracy. Democracy's fine. It is the most resilient thing we have in America. The founding fathers did a great job. We survived attacks on our country. We've survived the Civil War. We survived the Civil Rights Movement. I mean, the Vietnam War, we're fine. This is nothing. We can shake this. Democracy can shake this off like a mild cold. This is nothing. There's so many lies this time around. That's one of the big ones, though.
Well, I know that you look at the sort of Bible for looking at, polling, and the Cook Report shifted, 10 Biden won House districts toward the GOP. But on the other hand, and you, of course, hosted for years Emmy Award winning show Jersey Matters, and the Cook Political Report downgraded Andy Kim's chances in New Jersey's third district there. I thought that was interesting as well. That's he's going against Healey. It's now leaning toward the Democrat in this one. So I found that one an interesting local race that's not getting a lot of publicity, yet it's making, national news.
I'll tell you what, I've interviewed Andy Kim mm-hmm. several times.
And Bob Healey, too.
I like Andy Kim. I think he's worked hard. And I remember interviewing him when one of the first polls came out that he was the most vulnerable seat in the country. And it didn't turn out that way. He worked hard to stop that from happening. There's going to be some people that are fairly moderate, and there's going to be some people that have done their job very well, like Abigail Spanberger down in Virginia or Andy Kim, and they've done their job, and they're going to lose only because they're getting swept out in a wave because their party was such a disaster. So, that was an interesting one. Also, up in North Jersey, Mikey Sherrill has been downraised too. Mm-hmm. And she was like a rising star in the Democratic Party, and hers has been downgraded as well. But this is exactly what happens in a wave election. All of a sudden, people who thought they were safe, as we get closer and closer to election day, it's like, what happened there? I thought that seat was safe. That's going to happen. There's going to be some surprises. If this trend keeps going the way it's going, and I can't see why it would switch. But look at you, that Cook Report. That's the Bible. That's the big one. I mean, of all the ones, for people that want to follow this stuff, the Cook Report is the best one. But all of their really important statistics mm-hmm. and news, you have to pay for. Yeah. But the Cook Report is great. Real Clear Politics is a really easy one to go to.
Yes.
538, I don't like as much because it's Nate Silver, and I think he's biased. But Larry Sabato is another one. He used to work for the Cook Report, and he does the crystal ball. And by the way, he looks at a lot of races. He looks at state legislatures. He looks at, I just was reading his stuff about attorney general races and Secretary of State races. And, you know, we know from the last election how important Secretary of State are.
Yeah.
So you forget, because everybody's worried about the Senate and the House. You forget all of the elections that are so important happening across the country. But if it is a wave election, and I believe it is, if it is, all of those, like Secretary of State races that you thought were close, all of a sudden you know, it's going to go Republican. So it's going to be exciting. This is a big election night.
It really is. We'll be watching it, of course. I love that Larry Mency, my husband, Emmy Award winning anchor, host, radio host, TV host. I mean, your accolades go on and on. But I love that you said that you like Andy Kim, who's a Democrat from New Jersey, because I think it's important to be, you know, to be gracious, to be nice. You don't have to hate somebody just because you disagree or dislike their politics. And so I think that kind of kindness and a respectable debate is good to have. But I think it's fascinating here that, you know, it looks like now, according to the Cook Report, that Republican Bob Healey does have a fighting chance of beating Representative Andy Kim, who's a Democrat from Morristown. Not because Andy Kim's a bad guy, but he's associated with a party that's made a lot of bad decisions and the lockdowns. And we get back to that issue of parents, and New Jersey really suffered as far as lockdowns and mandates, and even the parks were shut down, and now the mental health of kids, and we're feeling that in Pennsylvania. I mean, we had it, I think, worse, and if you're in Philadelphia, far worse because of the lockdowns. And you don't hear about it in the media, but I do think part of this wave is the backlash to say, you know what? You hurt me, you hurt my business, but more importantly, you hurt my children, you hurt my grandchildren. And I think there's a special place in the brains of all of us, but especially moms, where you hurt my kid and I'm going to get you.
Yeah, it's funny how we forgot the lesson of Virginia so quickly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened with Glenn Youngkin when he, out of nowhere, won the governorship in Virginia in an off-year election. And all he ran on was parental rights in schools. That's all he ran on. Mm-hmm. And I think we all forgot that. You didn't. You've been saying this for a while. And a couple of times where I said to you, no, it's really the economy. Just stay on the economy. That's the issue this time around. But then I saw, and I always go by the polls, so I always believe the polls, and nobody was polling that question. And finally, recently, Fox News polled that question, and it came up like 74% of voters care about that. And so I think you're right. And so it explains a couple things. It explains why independent women and white suburban women,
but not just white suburban women, suburban women, whatever their ethnicity.
Well, I'm just going by what I heard. There was a report that it was white suburban women that make up 20% of the electorate. And so you might be right that it might just be suburban women, but white suburban women make up 20% of the electorate, and they have gone 24%. They've switched completely from Democrats to Republicans. Independent women also, and as you said, just all suburban women have switched over. So maybe you're right. Maybe I don't have to throw in the white, but when they break down these polls, they do break down race and ethnicity. But it's also Hispanics. Mm-hmm. That are switching over. And the school issue is huge with Hispanics as well. And the other poll I saw the other day that kind of shocked me is Generation X. Everybody says, oh, it's all baby boomers who were Republicans. No, it's the next generation after that, too. Generation X. So there is a shift in a lot of demographics that nobody was expecting, and it's what's pushing this surge at the end for the Republicans.
Yeah, I believe that as well. And it's, you know, they say about women, especially, that, oh, we forget things, right? Especially if you have kids. You forget the pain of childbirth. You forget things over the years, but you really never forget if somebody messed with your kid. And I really think that's, honest to goodness, I think that's part of this, that you can't let it go.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think the Democrats thought the that women were just going to vote on the abortion issue. And that hasn't been the case. That's what happened in the summer. There was definitely a switch in the polls and a switch in direction of the election because of the Roe decision. But that waned. And what's fascinating to me as we talk about the great lies of this campaign that we talked about a second ago, the one of the ones, aside from the threat to democracy, that bothers me the most is this talk about, you know, when I get in, I'm going to codify Roe versus Wade. That's what Democrats say. And then Republicans, you have some Republicans like the idiot Lindsey Graham, who screwed up the race for lots of Republicans by saying, I'm going to get in there and say we're going to make abortion illegal after 15 weeks. And so which, you know, he threw that in the beginning of the campaign. And so you have Republicans being attacked in that they're going to go after abortion when they get in because of Lindsey Graham. And then you have these Democrats that say they're going to codify Roe versus Wade. None of that can happen. None of it can happen. I mean, they could do it, but I keep thinking, did nobody read the Dobbins decision?
Right.
They weren't against Roe versus Wade. What they were against was the idea that the federal government or the courts would get themselves involved in this, that there's not their place. So it was more about federalism and states' rights than it was about abortion. So anything the federal government does is going to get thrown out by the Supreme Court. They're extremely clear. So all of these Senate candidates talking about abortion,
disingenuous.
It's BS. Yeah. It's disingenuous. They're just using it as an issue. They can't do anything.
Larry Menti, thank you so much. And I know you have to get back to your laundry and dusting. Just kidding.
Well, I have a list here that you did. Yeah, the
list honey-do
that
list?
You
Not really.
Left for me. Well, oh, by the way, what time are you going to get home? I have to run your bath.
Not happening. Larry, thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.